Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 381. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 381. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. In the past couple episodes, I changed the format of the podcast, and I've discovered that I really miss it. I missed speaking more. I missed talking to you in a more intimate, personal way. And so I have decided to get back into doing that. And I think I found a clear direction forward for all of this, and that is I want to talk about jazz. I want to talk about music. I want to continue to do the podcast because I love it, and I love speaking to you all about my experiences, about jazz, about piano, and I think I finally dialed in what I'm going to be doing here. I'm going to be talking more about musical experiences in my life. That's not exactly what this episode is about, but I just wanted to give you a brief introduction into the previous episodes and what's going to be happening going forward. And so I'm super happy to be back. It's really, really nice to be back in the microphone. I kind of cut all that out because a lot of people weren't interested in that. And I was a little confused, right? I was kind of confused about where to put it. And I realized, you know, audio, people do like the audio podcast, but it's a different platform. You know, like why do we go to the audio podcast? Well, we go to the audio podcast to listen. We're not watching. So the YouTube channel, our YouTube channel is going to be for all video lessons. And I'm actually not going to publish the video lessons on here anymore. What I'm going to be doing is delivering stories, talking about music, talking about jazz piano, learning lessons, educational talking points, different things I've learned throughout my entire career. And hopefully all the tips and my experiences can help you grow as a student or help you grow as a person in life. I would love to empower you, inspire you, motivate you. And this is really what I'm about in life. You know, as I'm talking and saying this, I'm having some sort of revelation or epiphany. And I think that is, I finally come to realize that this feels good. This feels really, really good because this, I love doing this. I love helping and empowering students and helping students believe that they can actually succeed and accomplish their dream, because I've seen it happen over and over again, and I'm living proof because I was exactly where you wanted to be. Anyway, you know what? I'm happy. I'm excited because this is going to be great, and I feel like it's going to lead to some great things. So actually, I'm very excited. All right. Anyway, so let me talk to you about today's podcast episode, because this is going to kick off essentially my reimagined audio podcast, which is really, really fun. And so this is going to be the first episode, and this is called Why I Rebuilt Jazz Piano School. And a lot of you are probably, you know, have heard about this, or, you know, have heard me alluding to this, but essentially I've been running Jazz Piano School for over 10 years, right? And I have a notice to quit form that I gave. I used to work for a gym. I used to work for California Family Fitness, and I have my notice to quit form signed on my wall, right? And I was working for the gym, and I was working 40, 50, even sometimes 60 hours, crazy, crazy, crazy hours, right? And I had to get out of there. And I had that notice because when I quit, I needed something else. And like I just mentioned to you at the beginning of the podcast, I've always felt inspired and compelled to help people in life, because I think I was just blessed and given a certain quality of hope and wonder and curiosity, belief, and resilience to continue to strive at things in life, right? To take full advantage of what life has to offer. And I think I have a gift to share with others, and I love doing that. And I love seeing other people come to life or believe or see them succeed in something that was almost maybe 2 months ago, a month ago, was completely unimaginable to them, right? And seeing that transformation happen is one of the greatest things that I love experiencing in life. And if I can help someone do that, that gives me fulfillment. That's literally what I live for, right? So when I quit working at the gym, I needed to do something. And so jazz piano was one of the, you know, was probably the best thing I was good at. You know, I was great at personal training, but it just wasn't that fulfilling. But I've been doing music my whole life. I was connected through music. I was connected to music through my family, my father, and my father's side of the family, having just come down from generations of really high level musicians, right? And I started to put out courses for jazz piano, because my students really loved my system. And they said, "Hey, Brendan, you should totally put out courses, because like you're helping me so much, and other people need to find this information, you know, out there, like besides just live teaching, and you know, you should put it on the internet." And back in the day, you know, even 11 years ago, 12 years ago, the internet age of education was so different. It was completely different. I mean, these days there's courses and programs, and essentially everyone's on the internet teaching, on YouTube, on Instagram, on websites. I mean, it's everywhere. It's completely saturated at this point. And I don't think it's not going to be going away. It's just going to get more saturated at this point. But back in the day, there really wasn't that much saturation. And so there was a couple players, a couple people doing it already, and it was just kind of catching on a little bit. You know, it had caught on, it was just catching on. Anyway, so I started doing it. I really had no idea what I was doing. And so I built Jazz Piano School, long story short, and essentially I released course by course, and I wanted to help students so much that I was, you know, back in the, I was young 30s. So I think I was like, 30. I was either 30 or 31. Like right when I started developing the courses to Jazz Piano School. So I was still, you know, I'm fairly young still, but I'm, you know, 11 years older now. And I have learned a little bit. And when I started building Jazz Piano School, I didn't really know much about internet. I didn't know much about business. I didn't know much about marketing. I really didn't know anything at all. So my main objective was to simply put as much information, education into Jazz Piano School as I possibly could. Which, when I say it like that right now, it sounds completely absurd, because it's like I wanted to create this universe, this world of jazz piano. And I shouldn't say it like that, because my whole philosophy is to create a path. It has been to create a path, right? A working path and structure for students. And one of the analogies that I use over and over and over again is that there's lots and lots of libraries out there. And if we're looking for something, we can go get it. But it brings us to a different level if someone can guide us and tell us the information we need to learn in a specific order to get us to our specific goal, right? We're going to make much more progress when that is happening, rather than us walking into a massive library and leaving it up to ourselves to try to do the research, find the books, find the information, study, put it back, go on to the next book, go on to the next information, right? It's almost like, you know, it's crazy, right? It's crazy to think about that. But that's what students are doing most of the time, even today, which is nuts, because YouTube, the website, internet websites, they essentially are library. It's just a library of information. When you go onto the internet, you are trying to find the next piece of information that's best fit for yourself based on your own knowledge, right? And again, not as the teacher, you're trying to select what's best for you and then put it together and then move on to the next best thing and then the next. But it's impossible if you don't have a guide or a mentor or a coach or some sort of system that has proven data to lead you to success in certain goals that you want to accomplish, then you know your odds of getting to where you want to be are almost slim to none. And you know the old saying, slim is left for Texas, and that leaves none, right? So when I built Jazz Piano School, I had a completely different approach and philosophy, right? And you know, I built it from the ground up. And it was working for a while, right? And I still have the main course curriculum. It's six stages, right? Stage 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's six stages from 0 to 5. And it's fantastic. That is for, I'm not going to be getting rid of that. But that is going to be for someone who wants to literally learn everything about jazz piano. And I realized over the years, and especially after I started teaching my live group programs a couple years ago, my accelerator program, my mastermind program, and I realized not everyone wants to learn everything in jazz piano, right? Not everyone wants to learn everything in jazz piano. And so there's really no point to having this huge thing. Like, why am I having all the students go through and learn everything possible, right? That made absolutely no sense. And so it was really a couple years ago when I started rebuilding, this was the turning point. It was the spark. And I completely credit this to all of my live programs that really helped me realize this because, you know, live teaching and online teaching is really different. It's a different flow. It's a different process. You know, students find things in different ways. Live teaching, you have a connection with the student. And so you can really explain things to them. But it's different. I don't really have control over a student when I'm not, you know, when they're searching around information, especially in these days with the internet, everything like that. So the turning point here was when I was running my live programs and mastermind program and my accelerator program, when students were really just wanting specific stuff. And so I narrowed my focus down so much. And I said, because I wanted to give students options, goal options for the live teaching program, because I wanted to say, okay, you can pick one of these goals to work on for the program, because I really want it to be focused and structured. I always come from a focused, structured, systematic standpoint. That's how I teach. I'm not very much of a kind of floundering, what do you feel like working on today? You know, what do you want to learn today type of teacher. I'm really like, okay, here is our system. This is what we're going to do. If you want to get to step two, you need to do step one. If you want to get to step three, you need to do step two. And if you're not that type of person, my education is not for you. I promise you. If you just want to play and you want to dive right into, I don't even know, just kind of exploring, experimenting with a couple voicings or tools, I'm not the guy for you. Okay, I'm not the teacher for you, because I love the way that tools give us freedom. And when we systematically approach our practice with discipline, right, and structure around jazz piano tools, it gives us clarity and freedom, which allowed me to accomplish my goals. And I credit all my success to that. So this is really what started to happen, right, in the mastermind program and accelerator program. So I came up with, I sat down for a long time. And I said, what are the three most goals over the past 8 or so years that students have asked me, thousands of students, right? I get so many emails. I've interacted with thousands of students running Jazz Piano School over the past, you know, at that point, it was better about 8 to 9 years. And then over the course of my life of just live teaching, what students ask me. The three most desired goals, I broke them down into three categories are, and you've heard this, I've been teaching and preaching this for the past 2 to 3 years since I started this, are as follows. Number one, and these are from easiest to most difficult. Comping or voicings, which again, the goal or the desire here isn't to learn how to comp or learn voicings. Like the students come to me and say, Brendan, I want to learn how to get better at playing in a group or playing with other musicians, right? That's the desired outcome that they want. to have that fun, interactive community feeling of making music with other people. I get it. It's an amazing, endorphin experience where you're making music, you're having conversations through music, you pick up your instrument, or, you know, we can't pick up our instrument. I guess we can pick up a keyboard. We set it up and we're just engaged in this beautiful moment. That's what students want. They don't care about the voicings. They don't care about the comping. It's like that's the tool. It's the vehicle to get them to that desired feeling of what they want. And I understand that. So comping was the first goal. The goal is really, like I said, called how to play in a group. And what this goal focused on was voicings and my comping system. So learning voicings and comping. Now, that's the easiest thing to do because in a group with a bass player, right, or a drummer, you don't have to do much. You don't have to keep time, really, because they're doing it for you. You just have to learn some voicings and comp in a rhythmic way that supports the melody or the soloist, right? When you understand the clarity around your desired outcome, it becomes really, really apparent what you need to work on and how you can really quickly sprint towards your goal and accomplish it. Most students don't succeed because they're working on way too many things. They're way overthinking stuff. Right? They're jumping around from thing to thing that applies to thousands of different goals. Like, you don't need to learn that much to accomplish a specific goal. And again, the issue here is that students don't have specific goals because of YouTube, because of all this fancy stuff that's being fed. It's almost like a drug online. If you see a cool lick or a cool voicing, or here, learn how to play cocktail piano in 2 minutes. I mean, make no mistake, right? That's not teaching you how to do it. It's just giving you it's like the ice cream effect. It's lighting up endorphins in your brain for 2 seconds. And then after that, you're completely lost again. There's no real tool system being taught in those types of videos. And unfortunately, the internet at this point in time, Instagram, YouTube, all of these are set to have algorithms. So if the content producer, meaning even myself, if we are not set up, if we're not producing content that doesn't catch your attention in the first 5 seconds, you're going to scroll past us. And if you're thinking from a content producer, you need to understand that the stuff that's being put out there on the internet has no system behind it. It's really meant to catch your interest so that you watch the video, right? Now, the real content is behind closed doors. The real system, hopefully, is behind closed doors, where you would pay to sign up for a membership and get the actual systems and tools. But if you're trying to just learn from the videos on YouTube or Instagram, that's an algorithm that's literally setting you up to fail, right? Because there's no depth. There's no foundation to that stuff. So anyway, when we focus on these goals, you make more progress than ever before. Comping, goal one. Goal two, solo piano. Students would say, Brendan, I want to learn how to play solo piano. I want to play at home. I'm always at home. I play for my family. I just want to learn how to play solo piano. Great. There's two different things to solo piano. Just playing a tune, great. What style? I have three different styles for my solo piano system now. I have ballads, which is style one. I have slow swing, which is style two. And I have style three, which is medium and fast. Now, those are three methods. There's three different methods, three different skill sets, three different systems. Do they overlap? Yes, some of the skill sets overlap. And actually, the middle one has the most overlapping factors between style one and style three. So style two overlaps, has factors, skill sets from style one and style three. And on either end, you don't get much overlap there. So that's solo piano. And finally, you probably guessed it, goal three, Brendan, I want to learn how to improvise. That's the most difficult. It takes the most time. It takes the most knowledge. It takes the most education. And what I say that for a student to actually play and really kind of enjoy the sound they're getting, that takes a long time. And sometimes never, because as an artist, you're really never that happy with anything you produce. It takes a long time to actually listen to yourself and be like, okay, I like what I played, right? But that's going to be improvisation. Here's the solution. At that point, I was like, wow, I think I'm onto something. This is a new philosophy, a new structure. And guess what? I use this in all my live programs. So I was literally teaching students in my live programs these systems. And my students in my live programs over the past 3 to 4 years, made such tremendous progress, like incredible results that were absolutely insane, out of this world, on playing ballads, cocktail style ballads, improvising, solo piano, voicings, playing in groups, more so than I'd ever even seen before. And the whole reason for that was because the systems were so focused in on the goal with my approach that they literally had no choice but to make progress if you followed the directions I was giving you. So, introducing the Proficient Jazz Pianist System. That's what came out of all of this. Now, I called it the Proficient Jazz Piano System because I took these three goals and I wanted to develop a starter course, a proficient jazz pianist course for jazz piano school that everyone would work through right when you got inside the membership. The reason for this was because back in college, when I went to the New School University in New York City in Manhattan, absolutely loved my college, fantastic, amazing, amazing teachers. But in the beginning, right out of fresh out of high school, before I went to college, they sent me a proficient exam, a proficiency exam. And sorry, not exam, but like a list of proficiency items, components I had to be good at, right? Certain improvisational components, certain tunes, how to play tunes, solo piano, comping in groups. Very similar to what I've devised, but quite different at the same time. In order to pick classes and pick teachers outside of the New School faculty, which was amazing already, right? But you could essentially study with almost whoever you wanted in New York City, you know, which was amazing, right? So I studied with a lot of different instructors, Jerry Allen, Eric Reed. And so the way that I was able to do that was that I had to test out of proficiency. And in order to test out of proficiency, I had to learn these building blocks and practice them. Right. And I had all these exercises, all these different types of things, and I had to demonstrate proficiency around these items. So this is how the Proficient Jazz Pianist course came to be. Now, goals 1 and 2 have already been released in the current iteration of Jazz Piano School, which I think is absolutely fantastic. It's really, really great. I've always been one to try to improve on what I'm doing or what I'm delivering, always. I don't think times change. Everything is constantly changing. So I've always tried to improve it. I will still always try to improve it. But goal 3, right, what I've talked to you guys about, which is improvisation. So I've released goal 1, how to play in a group, which delivers to you my comping strategies and all the voicings. Goal 2 delivers solo piano. And goal 3 is going to be improvisation, right? Now, these are the proficiency components. And so essentially, when you get into Jazz Piano School, this is the first course that you would go through all three of them. Now, I recommend going through goal 1, 2, and 3, but you don't have to. If you just want improvisation, you can totally skip to goal 3. But I highly recommend doing all three of them because they're really going to give you foundational components and build your proficient level, your proficiency levels. But goal 1 and 2 are now available, have been available inside of Jazz Piano School. And goal 3 is being released on Black Friday. So I'm done. We're working on it. And it's going to be released on Black Friday, right? So all three goals are finally going to be released. And the Proficient Jazz Pianist course is complete with all three goals. I'm so excited about that because the evolution of this is going to continue. It has now kind of taken form since its, you know, origin coming out of my live teaching mastermind programs and accelerator programs. It's now in Jazz Piano School. I've gotten amazing, amazing feedback on all of it from members, Jazz Piano School members, and it's absolutely incredible, and people love it. They said it's the best courses that I've ever produced, and it has benchmarks and building blocks for you to test yourself. You can go back, and each level, you level up. Each level has a proficiency test, and so when you work on the components, you then take the proficiency test at the end of the level to test where you are with your proficiency. And if you test out of proficiency, you can move on to the next level. Now, I'm very easy on you, right? It's nowhere close to what it was like for me in college because I understand this is just it's an online website, it's online community. And so I leave it up to you, right? So you can, if you want to, right, you can go back and study. You can actually, I tell you, you can move forward. Even if you haven't reached benchmarks, but obviously it's completely up to you. So I'm really excited about First of all, goal three, that's coming. Now, what else is coming is that because of this, because I've created this Foundations Proficiency course, now what's happening is I'm restructuring almost all of Jazz Piano School to really encompass paths, learning paths that really take on these three goals. So after you move out of the proficiency course, you can then start to accelerate or build on advanced layers of learning in each of the three categories. So if you want more advanced comping voicings, strategies, reharms, movements, then you would go to, right, the comping area to level up those skill sets, to level up your playing in that. If you want more advanced improv, there's three styles you would move to out of the proficiency course, goal three, bebop, blues, and modern. And you can take on any of those three styles to start incorporating those techniques into your playing at that point because you have all the foundational elements, the fundamentals, everything's working well. Same with solo piano. The cocktail style ballad system that I offer is in the solo piano goal two. And then after that, you can move to style two or style three, which is slow swing and medium swing, medium to fast, right? So everything is a continuous flowing journey based on a goal skill set. Now, clearly, we have all the tune selections, tune examples, yada, yada, yada. I don't need to go into that. But I'm so excited about the redesign and restructuring of all the education that I've ever put out there. The reason that I wanted to redo this was for this, right? It is for the educational component. And this kind of happened naturally over the last couple years, which has been really, really awesome for me. And it's really kind of dawned upon me only just due to the results. Like this is all result based. So I didn't just kind of wake up one day. I was like, I want to change all this. You know, everything was working great. I started running my live programs and I saw that students were getting more results, way more results, like five times plus the results with the new system I had created than with the previous stuff. And that's why I created it. It's data-based. But that's not the best part. So the other thing that's been lacking in Jazz Piano School for a long time, which I've tried and tried and tried, I've just found it very, very difficult to be completely transparent with you because of technology. I've always imagined this beautiful world inside of Jazz Piano School with a strong knit community where people are helping each other, they're sharing, they're introducing their what they're working on, they're sharing their videos, or they're talking about their wins or what they're practicing. And there's different categories, we're all discussing about improv, about comping, et cetera, et cetera. And I found this to be true and happening with the platform that I had selected for my mastermind and accelerator program. A lot of things going on there and helping. And so I was like, wow, this community is absolutely incredible. This is working really, really well. And so one of the things that I'm going to be introducing for Black Friday, it won't be released yet, but you'll have lifetime access to it. That's going to be released in 2026, is a brand new redesigned Jazz Piano School platform. And this platform is all community-based. It's community-based. Now, of course, all the courses and materials for Jazz Piano School will be in this brand new platform, right? And this essentially will be Jazz Piano School, what version are we on? 3.0. I think it's 3. Yes, 3.0. This will be Jazz Piano School 3.0. And so in this brand new platform, I've kind of handed over all the tech to an outside company, right? And so it's amazing. And the platform's community-based. It's gorgeous. I'm actually testing it now, live testing it with the Lifetime Elite members, and I'm getting amazing feedback, and they love it. And we can continuously improve upon it really easily. There's a lot of gamification strategies, meaning it can help and hold you accountable to come back and work on the course materials. Everything's very well laid out. It's got so many incredible features. And the best part about it is it really delivers an easy, functional way to engage with members, engage with all the courses, and work through the brand new system and structure that I've created for Jazz Piano School, meaning my Proficient Jazz Piano system. And then we're going to be continuing to release the level up categories with all the information, and everything will be very laid out and super simple and easy to use. And there's an app that goes with it that can you can use to access all the information in Jazz Piano School. It's fast, it's clear, it's easy, and you don't have to do it alone, right? And the community is at the center of all this so that you can get help, support, guidance, whenever you want, right? On all the information that's laid out there in an easy, easy way. So lifetime access to this new platform at our lowest launch price will be available on Black Friday. Everything I just listed will be available on Black Friday. Now, if you're in a Lifetime Elite member or you're a current member of Jazz Piano School, you're going to get access to all this completely free. You don't have to upgrade. You don't have to do anything you want. I genuinely want to help and try to help all my members and people as much as possible. It's why I've produced over 380 podcasts. It's why I've done this for over a decade, and I have no plans to stop, right? If you're not a member, then you have the opportunity come Black Friday to, again, get lifetime access to our current platform, right? And when we make the move to our new upgraded platform in 2026, you will get that for free. Completely free. Now, there's some other perks and things I'm going to share with you throughout the month as the month continues to go by, right? But it's going to be an amazing, amazing Black Friday opportunity that you'll have. Again, the lowest launch price for our completely new platform with my completely redesigned system, access to everything that is already available now, which is already incredible. So I'm so excited about that. And, you know, it's been a journey. Right? It's been an absolute journey over the past decade. I mean, working on a business is difficult. It's really, really hard. And I don't share this much with anyone, right? Except my wife and my family. But it's just hard. You know, a lot of days you wake up feeling defeated, right? Just like with anything in life. You know, people, it's just, you're trying to find the inspiration to continuously do the same thing over and over and over again. You have to love it. And I love making music. I love helping others do it. And that's what really keeps me going. It's what's kept me going for the past, since I quit my job, you know, with my notice to quit letter on my wall, started Jazz Piano School, continued to rework all the different platforms, all the technology, ups and downs, working with members, working with students, right? Hiring, firing people, listening to members, gaining feedback, changing platforms, working on this, changing platforms again, running live programs, running a consistent podcast, writing consistent emails. I mean, I could go on and on. The online business space is not what you think it is, right? And I thought I'd be like, ooh, this is going to be so easy. I can just kind of do this. There's so much to do all the time, especially now. So with that being said, I'm also so inspired, though. I'm so inspired because it's not every day that I wake up defeated, right? But it happens. Just like some days you wake up feeling like crap and you don't know why, because we're human. And that's what being human is. But right now, I've never been so inspired because I'm so excited to give you this opportunity for my new system, my new way that I'm structuring education. Nothing's going to be gone from Jazz Piano School. My education will stay the same. I'm just structuring it in a different way, right? And I'm so inspired by the platform and the way it's going to be delivered, because I know, I'm so confident, I'm 200% confident that when you take advantage of this, and you use these things, I've seen it happen in my live programs. I literally have proof and data from so many students that it works. It'll bring you success. It'll reward you with your dream of playing jazz piano in a way that you can actually smile and enjoy and have fun and finally not be frustrated and doubtful or kind of shameful around being at the piano, which is an awful, awful feeling. And I've been there. That's the worst feeling ever. You'll be able to get rid of all that and you'll feel pure joy and fulfillment inside when you play. And that's an amazing thing, right? That's an amazing, amazing thing. So ultimately, I want to end with saying, you're the reason I built all this in the first place. You, the person listening right now, I built all of this for you. I work every day for you. And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty or anything. I just want to let you know, I do this for you so you can have success, so you can fulfill your dream of music, playing music in a way that you want. And I continuously do it every single day, and I'll continuously do it moving forward. And the improvements and the changes I strive to make are to help everything become easier, more clear, and deliver better and faster results to you. And ultimately, those are always going to be within the Jazz Piano School membership, because I can only teach so much, like I explained previously, on my podcast or on my videos, right? So that being said, thank you all so much for your continued support. If you've been listening to me, whenever you've been listening to me since the first podcast, my first beginning podcast ever came out, which was just, you know, going back to listen to those episodes is so cringe. I'm just like, oh, I can't even listen to these. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. It's the same with Jazz Piano. Can you imagine if you went back and listened to your first recordings? You're like, oh my God, it sounds so bad. But again, thank you so much for all your support. If you're interested in learning more about the amazing Black Friday offer, and I have so many more perks I didn't even tell you about, you know, besides getting access to everything that's already in Jazz Piano School, the new platform, my new system, and goal 3 of the proficient jazz pianist, right? The improvisation goal, and obviously goal 1 and 2 come along with that. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2025. So the number is 2025, right? So go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2025 to be put on the information list, right, for Black Friday. And so essentially, I will continue to deliver information about how to get the offer, what it is, and come to Black Friday, you'll get an information page that kind of lists out everything that is going to be released, what you're going to have access to, what the cost is, what the discount is going to be, because it's going to be a huge discount. Black Friday is the biggest discounted day of the year, hands down. There's no arguing about that. Everyone knows that. It's a clear fact that on Black Friday, you get the best deal, right? It's just a fact. So that's exactly what you'll get. And again, thank you so much. I'm so inspired. So I'm going to be continuing with the podcast in this kind of way. But again, this was all about why I rebuilt Jazz Piano School, what's coming, what's happening, what I'm doing now. In the upcoming podcast, it'll be more stories about things I've experienced. For example, a pianist fell down recently and hurt his wrist. He needed me to do a gig. How did I prepare for it? What did I do? It was a spur of the moment thing. I only had a day to prepare, right? Stuff like that. Like, what tips can you derive from my experiences, my stories? So that's what the podcast will be about. And on youtube.com/JazzPianoSchool, on the YouTube channel, those will be video lesson tutorials. So if you want the video lesson tutorials, definitely go ahead and go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and then definitely subscribe to the audio podcast as well, because it's going to be informative in a more storytelling, experiential way through what I live through in my life from a musical standpoint. I run a band called Solabel, which is 2 records and another one coming on the way. So we'll have 3. And that's on all streaming platforms. You can go check that out. And I have jazz trios. I play solo piano gigs, obviously, many, many concerts. And through all my musical journeys and experiences and recording sessions, I'll share all of this with you on the podcast. And that's what this new reimagined podcast is going to be. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you subscribe and share with others, because it's going to be quite different than what it's used to be. Used to be a lot of jazz piano tutorials with, again, plugs and informations up front. It's really going to be more storytelling at this point and more about what a podcast should be. And so it took me a while to figure that out, but I'm excited about that. And like I said, go to YouTube if you want the visual video tutorials, jazz piano tutorials. Okay? Woo! Thanks so much. Where are we at right now? 41 minutes. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Hopefully you're still there listening. All right, everyone. Again, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you listening right now, no matter where you are, in the car, walking around, maybe just at your home doing dishes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, like I said, you keep me going. Your inspirational notes, your emails that you send to me keeps me going, keeps me smiling, and keeps the fire raging inside my soul to deliver amazing jazz piano education to you. so that you can experience a life of beautiful music. Okay? Take care, and as always, happy practicing.